Douglas Anderson School of the Arts rising junior David Baldwin is against the polystyrene plates his classmates eat off of at lunch.
I think that most students don't realize the impact that the styrofoam trays have.
That was a couple months ago. He and other students were engaging the district and collecting petition signatures in support of switching to washable trays. At the time, Duval Superintendent Nikolai Vidi said the switch would be too expensive and possibly not sanitary. He said instead,
And moving forward, I think that can be the opportunity that we can do a better job of, meaning be very intentional, purposeful, strategic about recycling the styrofoam.
But that might not be possible. More recently, the district said in an email its contracted waste management company doesn't recycle polystyrene because locally there isn't a market for the recycled foam. And the district still says switching to washable trays would cost too much. It estimates it would cost 20 cents per use. When factoring in energy costs, supplies like detergent and labor, polystyrene plates cost less than 4 cents per tray. Additionally, most schools would have to install industrial dishwashers. But some districts around the country have made it work, like Prince William County in Virginia. The district's been using hard washable trays for more than 38 years. Serves about 55,000 lunches a day. District spokesman Bill Cavett says the district doesn't know the cost per tray breakdown, but it's reviewed comparisons over the years that show long-term financial investment in styrofoam and reusable are similar. And with the added positive environmental impact of reusable trays, the district's opted not to switch. The trend these days is for schools to switch to compostable or recyclable trays. A Duval school spokeswoman says switching to paper or cardboard plates would have a negligible additional cost because recycling pickups are about $5 cheaper than trash pickups. She says the district is discussing food tray alternatives to foam with the Duval's food service provider, Chartwells, and the district is committed to finding a solution to the problem. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.